Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm start to the day across Israel. Expect clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with a gentle breeze in Haifa, perfect for a morning stroll. In the south, Eilut will see plenty of sun. Here are today's headlines. First, Israeli intelligence estimates Iran has transferred thousands of centrifuges to Mount Machush, located underground, according to Israel Hayom, from earlier this hour. Also, Walla reports from earlier today that Ben-Gurion Airport has a system in place to keep operating even during missile attacks, ensuring continued takeoffs and landings. Also this hour, Times of Israel reports President Trump vows to make Iran pay for killing soldiers as the U.S. continues strikes for the 10th consecutive night. Separately, Forward notes Argentina's Jewish community is using a World Cup chant as a call for justice, marking the 32nd anniversary of the Amia bombing. And finally, Al Arabiya warns of increasing tensions that could lead to a limited ground operation in Iran, as discussed by The Spectator earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, a major news outlet, posted just minutes ago that tensions in the region are rising, potentially leading to a ground operation against Iran. Amichai Stein, a journalist, shared earlier today that Israeli intelligence believes Iran moved uranium enrichment equipment into deep tunnels last fall. Middle East 24 reports that the IDF has eliminated an Islamic Jihad commander involved in October's abductions, with another operative targeted separately today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israeli intelligence, Israel Hayom reveals that Iran has fortified its nuclear capabilities by moving centrifuges underground at Mount Machush. This underground facility could complicate any potential military strikes. The implications are significant for regional stability as tensions persist over Iran's nuclear ambitions. Turning to Ben-Gurion Airport, Walla explains that a sophisticated security system allows the airport to function even under threat of missile attacks. This system reassures travelers and maintains vital connectivity for Israel. The move highlights the ongoing need for security innovations amid regional conflicts. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports President Trump's pledge to retaliate against Iran for American soldier casualties. The U.S. has been striking targets for the past 10 nights, reflecting heightened military engagement. This raises concerns about escalating violence and its impact on diplomatic efforts. In Argentina, Forward highlights the Jewish community's creative use of a World Cup chant to seek justice for the Amia bombing victims. This cultural adaptation underscores the enduring quest for accountability 32 years after the attack. It resonates with the global fight against terrorism. Finally, Al Arabiya's report on potential U.S. ground operations against Iran suggests a shift in strategy as tensions escalate. The region braces for possible military developments that could alter the geopolitical landscape. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech describes a brain drain in Israeli high tech, with talent shifting towards AI rather than Silicon Valley. This trend could reshape Israel's startup nation narrative. Separately, Globes ranks Google as Israel's top brand for 2026, overtaking AI chatbots. This marks Google's strong market presence and innovation in AI technology. And finally, Walla Business reports that Israel's tax authority is distributing 260 million shekels today as work grants to eligible recipients. This financial boost supports thousands of workers across the nation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.